As go the roots, so go the shoots.
Yes, sir. You know what? As those shoots get taller and bigger and broader and enjoying all this wonderful rain, they're also attracting a few creepy crawlies, you know. A lot of insects are going to just be having a heyday. And those insect populations will, of course, you know, be responding to the smorgasbord that they have in our yards. So be thinking about the caterpillars, the psyllids, the white flies. There is a kind of, let us know if you're seeing any of those out there. Every week we have a meeting with all of our arborists, and we sit down and talk about what we're seeing in the landscape, because there's things that we're out there with our heads in the branches and underneath those shrubs, and we're always kind of on the lookout for when those first signs of white flies are hitting the ficus trees or the caterpillars and the tachomas or the bougainvilleas. And let us know if you're seeing those anywhere in the valley, because we like to try to stay on top of those. Sometimes these insect populations will kind of rise, and as they do, then the predators come in and they knock them down naturally. That's what we like to try to, our IPM principles are that we use the least toxic methods of controlling insects. We never like to pull out the chemicals if we don't need to. Generally, these insect populations have a bell curve. They will peak, and then they'll decline on their own. Sometimes they're seasonal. You know, as soon as the hot weather hits 100 degrees, a lot of these populations decline. And of course, as the populations increase, then the birds come in, the other predator insects will come in and feed on those. And so it's not necessarily a cause for alarm, but because we've had all this heavy rain and the prolific growth, we can anticipate some of these populations maybe being a little heavier than normal. And it's discouraging to see your cascalotes be completely defoliated by the psyllids, or see your bougainvilleas and some of your other shrubs getting decimated by the caterpillars. So if you wanting to get some controls over those, you know, we're standing by to help with that. And fertilizer.
Best practice fertilizing.
Yeah, what do you know, when we have all this rain, by the way, fertilizer is an interesting commodity, because a lot of our desert trees are so well adapted to our soil conditions, namely the pH, that they're able to handle and be able to avail themselves of the nutrients that are there already. And they do pretty well without a lot of additional fertilization. Other non-native plants that aren't as well adapted to our soil conditions might need a little bit more fertilizer to help them to maintain their best health, optimum health. And with the heavy rainfall that we've had, there's a lot of leaching that's going on. A lot of the nutrients that were in that soil profile are being pulled down to lower levels beyond the root zone of the plants. So it's a really great time to be thinking about fertilizing, coming in and doing an early, and we provide an early, a mid, and a late fertilizer application for most of our properties. And that's a good time. We back off on some of the nitrogen in the fall. We have a little bit more emphasis on our soil conditioners in the summer, and a little bit higher nitrogen now in the spring to kind of give a nice strong push. If you missed your fall fertilization last year, now's a good time to be coming in with that spring fertilization to kind of give your trees a jump start, especially when we've had this bit of leaching with a heavy rainfall this spring.
And Janet, tell me about your book. Is that available for anybody?
It is. It's available from our website as one location. And ELCA, the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association, also sells it. It's been available for about 10 years now. We've sold over 4,000 copies. And it's a good handbook for homeowners, but the direction of it is towards our maintenance companies and their crews, so that they have a ready resource to make good decisions in the field as they're doing their job.
But it's so well written and so accessible for the homeowner. It's called Sustainable Landscape Management, and you can find it through Janet's website, but also through the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association. And it's got just some great principles. Reading through this would help you to know if your landscape company is employing sustainable landscape right. management practices. Right. So even if you may not be doing the work yourself, knowing some of these basic principles will really help you to be able to give instructions to your landscape management company that's working on your property or your homeowner association.
And Janet, your website?
Is my last name, which is WAIBEL-LA.com.
We'll make sure and get that up on today's archive page at rosieonthehouse.com. And we appreciate you spending time with us. And a couple, you know, as we wrap up the last minute here, just recap the tree of the month.
Tree of the month is our Palo Blanco. It's that beautiful, wispy, medium-sized tree with a beautiful white bark. It's awesome. I'm so glad that Janet came in and recommended it to us. We share that as one of our favorite trees.
And if somebody needed a certified arborist?
The best way to get a hold of us would be to give us a phone call, 602-788-0005, 602-788-0005.
Integrity Save a Tree. You can also find them at itreeservice.com. Fill out a form and somebody Monday can get back to you. We appreciate y'all joining us this Saturday morning as we've been talking trees. We've got a couple calls online that hang tight. We'll talk to you off air, particularly about a tree. One in particular, the roots are wrapped around the trunk. We have actually a great video on that where y'all were doing, what's that procedure on that?
A root collar excavation.
A root collar excavation. We've got a great video on our YouTube channel where John's demonstrating that on a Palo Verde.